Hi everyone, welcome to my presentation on the Microsoft Bot Framework. My name is Lisa, and I'm a Technical Evangelist Intern at Microsoft Canada. If you have any questions, feel free to reach out to me through email, here's my email address, or if you're on social media, here's my Twitter handle. The first step is to go to dev.botframework.com and click on Register a Bot. There are some details you have to fill out, such as a name, a short description. What's important is the endpoint. So I have a Azure link right now because I configured continuous deployment on Azure, which I'll show you how to do in a moment. Make sure you add /API/messages to the end of it, and just fill out the rest of the required information. Come up with like a short app ID, click this checkbox, and click Register. Now my bot is created. To set up continuous deployment on Azure, the first step is to go to portal.azure.com, then log in with your Microsoft account, click New, go to Web and Mobile, Web App, fill out the required information, then click Create. If you want to pin it to your dashboard, then check this box. I've already got mine created, so let's just go straight into it. Click on Deployment Source. I'm going to use GitHub as I already have a repo created, but you're free to pick Bitbucket, Dropbox, OneDrive, or any other choices on here. I'll click on GitHub, log in with my credentials, click my project, I want the master branch, and hit OK. Okay, so I successfully set up my deployment source. Let's get the rest of our setup done so we can go into the exciting coding part. Go back to dev.botframework.com, click on Documentation, Bot Builder for Node.js, Getting Started, and there are three commands that we have to run. But first, let's create a folder anywhere you like for your bot. After that, let's run our first command. And that is npm init. Let's put my name. Does this look okay? Yes. Great. And our second command is npm install --save bot builder. And the last one is npm install --save restify. Okay, looks like we got our packages saved. Actually, I made a slight mistake. I actually want my main to be server.js instead. So I'm going to go into main and change index.js to server.js and save that. A really good example I used is EchoBot created by Microsoft Research. So just click on deploying to Azure and click sample bot. It'll take you to the GitHub of that bot. And a tip I have is, like, if you ever get stuck, you can fork this repo and start working from it to see how you can make your bot work. And let's click on their server.js file to see how the code is done. Let's see if I can maximize this a little. So first, we're going to require the modules that we just installed. And the first part is to get the secrets from the server environment. So app ID is, if you go back to your dashboard for your bot, app ID is right here. And the app secret is basically this primary app secret right here. And they used environment variables. So I highly suggest that you guys use environment variables if you don't have, if you're not using a private repo, because you don't want everyone else to know what your ID and secret are. And then creating the bot with our credentials from up here. And then we add a function here that just says you said, and it just takes whatever the user inputted. Setting up the Restify server, handling bot framework messages. And here they have setting up a static web page, which we won't do in our example. And that's about it. So I'm just going to copy this code right here. Whoops, click raw. Copy. Paste that. I'll take out this serving a static web page, and this is Node.js JavaScript. That gives me some syntax highlighting, and let's save this as server.js. Server.js. Save. As you see, I just went into the app ID and app secret and quickly just copied and pasted what my app ID and app secret is from the dashboard. Now, there's something cool that you might want to use to test out your bot. So if you head back to the documentation tab and click bot framework downloads, if you're using Windows, you can click the first one, bot framework emulator. After that downloads and you open it, it basically looks like this, a bot emulator that's handy for debugging and checking if how your bot is working. So what you do is you go into URL. Right now we're just going to try localhost. So just put in localhost what your port number is and make sure you add /API/messages, app ID, and fill app secret with your app secret. And let's see, I'll say hello bot. Oh, whoops. I forgot to run. Yeah, go back to your folder, hit open up a command prompt, and go node server.js. Great, and let's try this again. Hello, bot. Hey, it said, you said hello, bot. Welcome to MSFT Hacks. Good luck hacking, everyone. Right, so now we see that this works. Now that we know our bot is working properly, let's deploy to Azure. So I'm just gonna commit and push all my changes. As you see, I'm more of a fan of the GUI than the command line. Great, that's pushed, and let's go back to Azure. So if you go back to deployment source, you can see that it's getting what I just pushed, my code. Okay, go back to your dashboard, and let's check that our Azure site works fine. So here you can put a little message and see if it's connecting properly, or you can go back to the bot emulator, change your URL, and here I've typed hi to see that the bot is working fine. So next, Here are some places where you can put your bot on. I've tried Skype before, but just a little heads up, I wasn't able to get an email back on the same day telling me how to configure it on Skype, so you might wanna check to see how if which ones would give you direct reply within the same day on getting it set up. And something neat I found was this web chat, so maybe you wanna put this embed the bot on your website with this little chat window, and Microsoft makes it very easy because it creates the GUI for you. So let's take a look at that. Click edit, generate web secret, and basically what you do is like here's the iframe. So if you copy this link and replace part of it with the secret, you can see how that works. So now I have my link open. So make sure you start the link with the HTTPS and don't copy the iframe part. And let's try it out. Say hello, bot. And it responded back to me. That's all for today. Thank you for watching my presentation on the Microsoft Bot Framework. Have fun at the hackathon this weekend, and if you have any questions for me, feel free to reach out to me at my email or Twitter handle, and I'm sure there'll be lots of mentors to help you around. Thank you.